You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast, and I'm your host, Liz Carlisle. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited that you're here today because I'm sharing the work of a truly amazing woman. Sometimes when you have conversations and the conversation ends and you still feel joy, you still feel excited from what was talked about, you know it's going to touch a lot of people and it's going to be special. And that's exactly how I feel by sharing this conversation with you today. I'm speaking with Sina Kriti. She is the CEO and founder of Pakli, which is her version of the ancient Mexican alegrías, which means joy. It's made from puffed amaranth, quinoa, and millet. It's a highly nutritious ancient grain recipe mixed in with organic chocolate and also fruits and nuts. And, you know, if you're like many people in this country, you have gluten sensitivities. All of her snacks are gluten-free. So she's bringing something from the ancient world into today in a way that's really pure and passionate. And I loved speaking with her about her own personal journey because, like any journey, it's filled with struggle and sacrifice and hard work. And coming from a mother who's in it in right now, in the moment, going through it, I think it's a really powerful lesson to share with you. So I'm thrilled to share it. I'm thrilled to give her a voice because she just really has an amazing story. And I just still feel uplifted after speaking with her. So I know that you're going to feel that way too. So please enjoy this episode with Pakli Foods founder, Sina Kriti. Well, hello, Sina. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like, you know, we talk a lot about health and nutrition on this show, but we don't always talk about the root of good nutrition and the root of people behind brands that are really putting out beautiful products into the world. But before we get into all of that, tell us about your origin story, how, you know, food and nutrition and creating something really beautiful and healthy for the world became your life's work.
Wow, what a good question. So I've been always involved around food and what food means to people, the culture, the history, the symbolism of food. To me, food is the most important element of culture. It's the only element of culture that you can actually introduce to yourself. You can watch art, you can listen to music, you can go to pyramids, but you only eat food and it goes and becomes you. You are what you eat. So for years, I've been always searching however I could talk about food and make it never to be forget or taken for granted. And I've always, you know, love my Mexican heritage and culture. And I appreciate folklore everywhere I go. And I've been out of Mexico for like 20 years. And this particular snack that I produce now is my childhood snack. I recreated it as best as I could. And in my own version, I've always wanted to have my own, not necessarily snack company, but my own manufacturing company or something that I could produce with my hands. I've been involved with bread making, and I'm just very sensorial. I love to touch things, and this is the perfect match. And it didn't come easy. I've been searching for like 20 years to see what I could come across with, and it came in a very important time of my life, a very difficult time during the pandemic, and I just was able to finally specify into something that made sense. And once you find that specific thing that resonates, then the energy is unstoppable. I don't know if I answered your question or if I rambled. I will.
What was that moment like where you found that specific thing? Because I feel like that's, for so many women and men, that's the thing that they're lacking and they're looking for.
To me, it was an incredible, enlightening moment. the struggle for years of trying to find what I could produce was so immense. Like I could see my friends, because I left Mexico and we've been moving and moving every 4 or 5 years to a different location. So I was never really able to have roots and start something from 20 years ago and see the results now. And I see my friends that are in Mexico and they have beautiful food emporiums in whatever they do. We have a friend that's a chocolatier, and everybody has grown their businesses incredibly. And I always felt like, why haven't I been able to? And I came across so many different ideas and they never flourished because they were all over the place. So I had kind of been researching this Alegrías, this amaranth product, and I already had samples, but it came, I think I had to reach bottom, and I had to be during this anguishing pandemic time with my kids at home with no help. And I actually had been applying for a full-time job that fell through. So I didn't have any direction. But I had those samples of chocolate and amaranth in my house. And I said one day, not even thinking about a business, just get up off the couch and get those ingredients and try to see what you can do with those samples. They were so rusty and so not there, but I invited friends to try them and they really, really liked them. And they said, Sina, you might have something here. So I just continued. And with my kids at home, I would at night try to do my research and understand my ingredients. And then I started developing this whole plan around it. So the packaging and the marketing, not the marketing, but the image of the brand came about with my designer, and I was telling him, I want these colors. I want the Mexican colors, and everything was making sense. And I don't want to say that it was easy. But once I had it clear, once I knew that I wanted to recreate the snack, that I wanted the colors of Oaxaca, Mexico, that I needed it to be the best ingredients possible, all organic, all gluten-free. So once everything was clear, I think the word clarity is the most important thing in this process. Once I reached that clarity, there was no way to stop me.
This episode is sponsored by Masa. Masa is a fitness company based out of Atlanta, Georgia. They have hundreds of on-demand workouts and recoveries for everyone, new movers and athletes alike, 300 and growing. Podcast listeners can get 30 days free on top of a 14-day trial with the coupon code MOTHERHOODUNSTRESSED30. Now, after 44 days, a subscription of just $9.99 per month is available to you. Now, remember, these are workouts that fit every schedule. Whether you have 10, 30, or 60 minutes, you're going to be able to get it in a creative way. And they're actually enjoyable, driven by music and amazing coaching. So if you are someone who has been looking for an extra push, an extra hand to help you up, this is where you want to go. So be sure to download the Masa app on your smartphone and use my code MOTHERHOODUNSTRESSED30 to save.
And then everything started falling into place. Then I found a commercial kitchen that helped me get all my licenses. And then my designer, I told him, I want colors. I actually have it here. I said, I want the colors of the fabrics of Oaxaca. And he gave me the first try was this colorful packaging that he designed for me. So everything made sense. People, when they see my product, they say, what have you done before this? Your product seems so evolved and so out already. What were you involved? And I said, this is my first business. But I guess there's late bloomers and there's people that take very long to finally accomplish. I don't want to say I'm accomplished. I'm just beginning and I'm not profitable yet. But what I think is the biggest accomplishment is being able to finally grab that energy and run with it. It was a magical moment, and I relish on the idea of understanding it and naming it.
Yeah, because I think so many of us, we have so much energy, but we don't know exactly where to direct it. And then we try this and we try this. And then we think if it doesn't take off, then we're failures. But to me, it's almost like you don't know what you don't know. And you have to go down these other paths before you find the right one to even know what you don't want. Like, knowing what you don't want and what you don't end up liking is just as important, if not more, than finding that golden path. And you realize, okay, this is my mission. This is my vocation. And I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it my 100%. So hearing that from you, I think, gives so much life to the listeners. Because it's like, okay, this is a real woman who went through real struggles. You know, we all went through the pandemic. We've all had kids and we're pulling our hair out, and she made it, she did it, and she's continuing to do it. I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And all throughout, you know, with very little resources, I didn't want to have any outside resource. I didn't want my husband to get involved in that sense. I really pulled out $7,000, and that's how it came about. And all I know is hustle. So I've been hustling the farmer's market scene for 2 years every weekend, and I'm getting myself known, and I have huge repeat business. People see my face and they recognize my product, and I get beautiful feedback from people that try it, and they say that they could feel the love in my snack that I put into it. So I think that is it's a beautiful feedback, no? When whatever you're making is transpired from your hands through the snack, through the people, and then they can express it. But I think it all comes with the learning experience and with the struggle, and then you have to constantly reevaluate and change and carry the consequences of your actions.
Yeah. Well, that brings an interesting point. What would you tell yourself when you were just starting out 2 years ago? You know, what would you tell a young woman who's looking to start something like this and create a brand and a life for herself and her family? What do you know now that you didn't know then, that you wish you would have known?
I don't think I can consider myself someone to give that advice. I think that it's the only thing that I would say is that, we all have something to give. And I think it all comes from just being able to listen to yourself and to your needs and let it flow. I think allowing your inner self to just come out and show up. And there's so many signals out there. It's just you have to let yourself see them. Sometimes it's just helping others. Sometimes it's working for others. It doesn't have to be your own enterprise, and you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You know, it just has to be doing, what's right for you at the moment. Respecting others.
This episode is sponsored by Mommy Makeup. There's a saying, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, it's also the mother of Mommy Makeup. After being a professional makeup artist for over 20 years, Deborah Rubin Roberts had the privilege to work with some of the best brands and talent in the beauty industry. But it was when she became a mom that everything changed, and she developed her own makeup line, Mommy Makeup, clean beauty for busy women. She figured that if she needed cosmetics that were fast and easy to use and gave makeup artists quality results, surely other women did too. And she was right. Everything in Mommy Makeup is talc-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, non-comedogenic, which just means it won't clog your pores, multitasking, and made in the United States. Now, I love the triple stick. I use it on my lips, my cheeks, and my eyes, and it just knocks out so much time when I'm trying to rush out the door and get to work and still look beautiful and presentable. And one thing that I love about her products is that they really do last all day. So if I'm on set all day, I know I can rely on the lipstick. It's going to stay there and look great the whole entire day. So if you are interested in checking them out for yourself, be sure to take advantage of their free color consultation service, and you get $10 off when you do that. It's just someone walking you through and helping you pick the best colors for you based on a picture of you with no makeup on. And it really does help. It really makes the process that much better. It's a win-win for the company and for you. And be sure, if you do see anything that you love, use my code UNSTRESSED to save. And you can just head over to mommymakeup.com to learn more.
Yeah.
Do you do anything in particular in your day to kind of get centered or to to connect with your inner being so that you can listen to those whispers, to that greater calling within you?
I wish I would say I do. I wish I would say I meditate or that I do yoga. I'm very reflective. I've always loved psychoanalysis. I've been doing therapy for years. That is my way of analyzing my life. I am not an expert in listening to myself. I have so much work to do. But this is a huge step for me. Having accomplished this, I think is a huge listening starting point for me. I think exercise and every day I try to understand what I'm doing. No, I wish I would say that I was more of a contemplative, meditative person.
No, but I think that's completely honest. And I think that so many of us are in that position. You know, we're doing the best that we can. We're living our lives. We're mothers, we're wives, we're entrepreneurs, we're workers, you know, we're all in it. Like, it's not like you can really prepare, you know, and have this perfect day. It's like, you go, you know, and you do the best that you can. What do your kids think about this business venture and what you're putting out and the reaction from fans and customers? What do they say to you?
This is a beautiful question. It comes from two points of view. On one hand, they have the mom that is not as present as before. I've never taken full-time jobs because I've always wanted to pick up my kids from school. So they never had this mom that has sacrificed them until now. And now I am a mom that is not on the weekends at home and that produces on Mondays until 8 o'clock at night and has a market on Thursday. So they have a mom that's much less present and they have a dad that is juggling them much more than he used to. It's a very hard sacrifice. When you see it on that side, it's been extremely hard and more the way I've chosen it to be, the hustling way on the weekends in farmers markets. Hopefully I'll grow and be wiser and just sell more online and hire people to help me. So on one side, there's a lot of sacrifice for them. And my little one has a lot of anxiety. And she always asks me if I am going to sleep her at night. It's really hard. Mm. But then a very wise friend that saw me in a very stressed moment told me, Sina, you don't know what you're giving to your kids. You're giving an incredible, example to your daughter because she will see that she can be a woman of fight and that she can have a successful company and start something with such force. So they are seeing that. They're still not huge results economically. So they still don't see that, oh yeah, mommy's very successful. But I think they appreciate what I do. And everybody, all of my whole family loves my product. It is something that it brings people joy. It's chocolate and it's delicious and it's it doesn't make anybody tired and they are proud. I'm just hoping that I can manage my family well throughout this process.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it goes back to that modeling behavior, you know, you were modeling someone who was strong and driven and passionate. And no matter what happens, that is a lesson that they'll have the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. But I think when you come at anything with that kind of energy, it's pure and people see that. And then you taste the food and it's delicious. You can't go wrong. So I have no doubt this will be a great success. Let's talk about more about your non-negotiables. You know, when you're creating this line, you said it was organic. You said, you know, everything had to be a certain way. Can you talk a little bit about what makes Packly so different?
Of course. That's a beautiful question. So the alegrías in Mexico are a street snack that is made with puffed amaranth, and people in Mexico are very accustomed to them. They are made with non-organic chocolate, very bad quality milk chocolate, and something called piloncillo, which is like an unprocessed cane sugar. Nothing is organic in that process. But interestingly enough, amaranth is this very nutritious superfood, ancient grain, and it's just common knowledge in Mexico. When I started doing the research, I just wanted to be as pure as possible. If I was going to choose a chocolate, it had to be organic and it had to be the best quality. It was very challenging to find an all organic line of white milk and dark chocolate. It was not easy. Even the best brands out there could not have. So I finally found this Italian company. It has the best quality chocolate. The grains were another challenge to find. I insisted on using the amaranth, of course, but then I found this gluten-free, all-organic company that provided me. So I did all this sampling, and I came across quinoa and millet, also puffed. And then I realized that the combination of all of those things, all of those grains, was even better than the ones that I tried in Mexico. And I did the sampling for my friends, some Mexican friends, and they liked them better than the ones there. It didn't start as I want to have a gluten-free snack. It just happened because all of those ingredients are gluten-free. It was obvious that I had to do it organic. I'm not even yet certified organic. I don't have the budget, but I just needed them to. And I knew that people would read labels, the ones that want to eat my product, and it says organic. Mm-hmm. So, to me, there's no point in doing it other ways. Maybe cost-wise, it would be more effective for me, but it just doesn't, I want to stand out with that. There's so much care. I took so much pride in colors and the packaging and the structure of everything that why would I not put the best ingredients in them, as well as the fruits?
I love that. And I was just, I hosted a show not too long ago about the epidemic of people with gluten issues. And we're talking about kids, you know, the food in America is trash in so many ways. And you have these children coming up who have all of these sensitivities to food and eczema and all the skin issues that result from that. So to have something that you can throw in their lunchbox or throw in their, you know, their backpack for snack, that's going to be healthy for them and also going to taste great and make them happy in their day and not bogged down and tired and fatigued. Like, that's life-changing. That has karmic implications beyond just you're making a delicious snack that you really care about. Like, you're affecting the next generation and how they study at school and how they play and how they physically feel in their bodies. Like, this is much bigger than I think you even realize in this moment. Like, I think I'm just echoing probably what your inner being already knows, is this is changing lives for the better. And it's something that, you know, will affect families all over the country, all over the world. So I think that's really special.
Yeah, thank you. I asked, actually, a few days ago, I got a beautiful review from one of my farmers markets clients. And this mom shows up every Thursday with her daughter that's jumping to buy her broccoli every week. And she gets a 10-pack every time. And the mom doesn't even like chocolate, but she knows her daughter is addicted to my snacks. And without me asking, she did this beautiful Facebook review. And she says, my daughter is addicted to these snacks and I love them because you can feel the love she puts into them. Mm. And just the name also says it, the name Pakli, that means joy, and alegrías mean joy. So it's just like an all-rounded way of trying to express that to people. And people really, really get it. Not everybody that tries my snack likes them. Some people are not familiar with such different textures. Once somebody asked me if it was bird food, you know, I get it all. I get it all in my markets, but that's the beauty of being in contact face to face to people every day. You get so much feedback and data and insight on your product. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you see yourself ever expanding into other products, you know, derived from ancient folklore or, you know, from your country, your home country?
So yes, I would love to expand. I actually have like a second byproduct line that is the pops, and they came as a very coincidental way when I produce, since everything is handmade, we have a lot of crumbs left over, and I was bagging them and taking them home and giving them away until my the lady that works with me said, Tina, you need to start selling them. So I finally won a grant, and I did this bigger packaging for the Paklit Puffs, which is just a byproduct. But then I have to create them specially because I sell a lot more. So I would love to continue that line of products in a more expansive way. I think the sprinkling and the clusters really resonate to people. And I also want to expand into a bite-sized option, because that's the feedback that I'm constantly getting, that people are telling me that they are very large and they break in their hands and they crumble. So I want to build them into a bite size, so then I could expand into a bigger line. It's just it's very hard to create another flavor because you have to go to the packaging and to the research and development. So it's a huge endeavor. And myself doing this whole thing, I have to be very specific into my actions. If not, I don't accomplish anything. But yeah, I want to expand the line. And I also want to at some point understand how to do a more savory option of a snack. But it has to be in the same line of wise food. So to me, the ancient grains are called like that for a reason. And it's a magical thing. I'm going to go into food history now, but to me, like, quinoa that comes from the Incas, from the Peru region, that was their grain of the Incas. And those cultures knew what they needed without starting nutrition. Amaranth is from the Aztecs and also from the Mayans. And they used to use it the Aztecs used to use it in ceremonies. It was like a gift to their gods. They knew it was a very high protein grain. And those two cultures, when they were invaded by Spain, conquered by Spain, those, since they were so revered, they were demolished. They were taken out of the culture. They almost disappeared. Wow. And then they came back to the culture, and now they are expanding. But there's also, you know, all of those ancient ways of preparing foods are so important to preserve. So yeah, I think there's so much to do in that sense. And I always want to honor what food is and what it means to people and what it meant before to other cultures. So if I am going to create another line of product, it will not just be for commercial reasons. It has to be for a purpose of naming something that has a value. And if I have to talk more to explain it, it's okay. If I have to say Pakli means joy for this, you know, I only say it to people that ask. If they're not interested, it's okay. But I think it's so important, and people get it and appreciate it.
I think so. I think we're all hungry for a connection to the past, a connection to an ancient knowledge that has been lost over the years and squashed and been replaced with chemically laden, not even real food products. And so I think in a lot of ways, COVID did wake us up to health and what real health is, and how powerful and how rich you are when you do have true health. And I think that's going to trump everything else moving forward. And you are a bastion to the past, and you're bringing it, you know, into the now. And it's so needed. It's almost like this perfect timing of events, you know, and you're in it and you're doing this work. I think that's so important. But we're almost to the end of time. Do you have any message that you feel called to share with a listener today about Pakli, about you, about the work that you're doing, anything at all?
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. I should have thought about it before. No, I just would invite you to try my product, to let me know if you like it, and to ask me questions if you need, and to open yourself up to understanding that other cultures have so much to give, and to open yourself up to the fact that flavors can be different, and to let the, you know, Pakli get into your life. And that's it. I don't know if I need to say anything else.
No, I think you've definitely covered it and in such a beautiful way. How can our listener find you online, order Packly, and just learn more about you?
Yeah. So my website is packlyfoods.com, P-A-K-T-L-I foods.com. And I have an Instagram and a Facebook, same, Packly Foods. And on my website, you can find all my products, get the variety packs and puffs. And then I have a beautiful holiday box that you can get for your last minute Christmas needs. And that is something also beautiful because it is a holiday box that I wanted to, since my product is based in the fabrics and textiles from Oaxaca. So I had this group of women create 1,000 pieces of these handmade fabrics. Wow. with the colors of my packaging. So this box includes that and their story and my story, because I wanted to just go full circle and honor them too. And yeah, that's it. I really thank you for the opportunity of giving you my voice too. And I loved your questions.
Oh, my pleasure. It was an honor to have you here, Sina. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, the sacrifices that you're making, and the nutrition and the joy that you're bringing to every customer and every listener that's tuning in right now.
Thank you so much.
This episode is sponsored by Packly. Packly means joy in Nahuatl, the language of the Aztecs. It's one of the ancient cultures that revered amaranth. Their founder, Sina Kriti, grew up in Mexico eating alegrías, which also means joy, a snack dating to the 16th century made from puffed amaranth and honey or chocolate. Packly is her version of the ancient Mexican alegrías. Packly has puffed amaranth, quinoa, and millet, highly nutritious ancient grains that are also considered superfoods. They mix those grains with high-quality organic ingredients, including chocolates, whole dried fruits, and nuts. There's never any additives, and it's always preservative-free. I love snacking on Packly with my coffee, but my kids also love it in their lunches or as their morning snack. They always ask for it, and my son Nash loves the dark chocolate, which is vegan. So Packly is geared towards the adventurer food lover that appreciates other cultures and is inquisitive. It brings joy in every bite and will keep you coming for more. And that's something that you don't have to feel guilty about. You're going to be, you know, soothing that sugary sweet tooth, but you're doing it with foods that are packed with nutrition. So if you would like to try out Packly for yourself, head on over to packlyfoods.com. That's P-A-K-T-L-I foods.com. And be sure to use my code MOTHERHOOD15 to save 15%.